You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Last year and over many years, I've spoken to Garth McKenzie from traderscorner.co.za, and he has reinvented himself and family by moving to the United Kingdom, which is a movement which has been ongoing for quite a while for many South Africans able to do so. And he's on the telephone now. And where are you, Garth? First of all, lovely to speak to you after so many months, but where are you?
Yeah, hi Lindsay. It's lovely to speak to you as well.
Thank you.
I'm in the south of England. I'm close to Guildford, which is not far from London. It's in Surrey.
Yeah, Surrey is my home county. And you left there because, as I said, I want to conduct this interview on two levels, one on a social level or a socioeconomic level, and the other one on a market level. So let's start with the social level, the socioeconomic level. You left South Africa because of what?
Yeah, it's a question I'm asked a lot, and there's not one particular reason that I can nail to the mast and say there was only one reason. There's a number of reasons why we decided to leave. The first, I think, obviously, is we had the option. My wife and my two sons have British passports, and I qualify for an ancestral visa in my own right. So first of all, the option was available to us. That's the first thing. The second thing is just that, obviously, it's no secret. We know of the problems in South Africa. And to me, the issues in South Africa are very structural and very deep. And I'm not convinced that they're able to be solved, quite honestly. And we just looked at it in the future for our two young boys and thought, you know, we actually need to look at their future and look at what is best for them in the long run. And we figured that moving to the UK presented them with better opportunities for their future. And also myself and my wife as well. I mean, we're both 40 and we are still young enough to make that move.
Yes.
And if we had left it too much longer, we would have, you know, it might have been a bit more difficult to make that move. So we just felt it was the right time in our lives and it was the right time to bring our young boys over while they're still little so that they can settle in and adapt rather than doing it later on in life with them.
I like the way that you've been both analytical and emotional when it comes to the decision on the move. How have you adapted to life in Guildford?
Well, we've adapted nicely. I mean, I tell a lot of people, I think we've had a relatively soft landing here. We've been able to come over and buy a house. I continue to run my business in South Africa. My boys both managed to get into decent schools and they're settling in quite nicely. So all told, you know, we've actually had a very soft landing in the UK and we're happy to be here. Obviously, it is a big adjustment. It's the, you know, weather-wise, of course, is very different. We've come straight into the UK winter, which is quite a shock to the system. But you know, all told, we're doing well and we're settling in. I've been here 4 months today, actually, exactly 4 months today, and overall, we're happy to be here and it's looking good. But I know it's going to take time to settle in and it's going to be an adjustment that takes. That takes a number of years before this becomes a home. I'm fully, you know, realistic about that.
And you're fully still a South African person. You still love South Africa, but you had to leave for your family for the reasons that you've just outlined.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I love South Africa. I'm very patriotic. I was one of those who was extremely proud to be wearing my green and gold jersey in and around Guildford when we won the Rugby World Cup recently.
I don't remember. Well, when was the Rugby World Cup? I can't remember. Yes, congratulations.
So, very, very much still a patriotic South African. I still have my business there. My, you know, friends and family are there, and of course, I wish the very best for South Africa. And I'm sad to have had to leave the place, but it is what it is, and we're looking to the future, and that's why we're here.
Yes, exactly. And of course, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that at some stage, if something does turn around, that you or at least your sons or your grandsons will move back there because South Africa can turn itself around. We'll talk about that later on in the prism of the markets. But let's also have a look at the weather situation. You talked about the weather and you say that it's been a bit of an eye-opener, an awakening when it comes to the weather. But I saw a program this morning on the BBC that says it's been one of the mildest winters for years and hedgehogs are having babies at the wrong time and that sort of thing. So don't get too comforted by the fact that the weather at the moment is cold and it's going to get better because it's not going to. It's going to get worse next year.
Well, that's what everybody keeps telling me. They keep telling me this is only autumn and winter only really hits in January and February. So there's more to look forward to. But I think, yeah, I mean, I'm one of the things we knew coming over here was that you certainly don't move to the weather, to the UK for good weather, you know, move for other reasons. And it is what it is. I must say the short days are quite strange. The sun only comes up about 7:30 in the morning here, yes. And it's dark by 4:00 in the afternoon at the moment. And when the sun does come up, it barely gets above the roof lines of the houses. So it's quite different from that perspective, considering, you know, we come from such a sunny, warm climate in South Africa. But again, it's one of those things we expected, and it is what it is. We didn't move here for the weather, that's for sure.
But you've got such lovely pubs and such great schools. Let's have a look at what's happening in the markets at the moment, because you're still running traderscorner.co.za, are you, or have you wound that up?
No, I'm still very much running traderscorner.co.za. It carries on as usual. I'm still publishing analysis. I've still got clients there. So still very much doing that. But I am also in the process of setting up Traders Corner London as well, which will be a similar business focusing on offshore stocks predominantly and offshore ETFs. So that's in the pipeline, and I'm hoping to be able to launch that early in January next year.
Very good. How's Traders Corner South Africa going at the moment? Because we're now almost at the end of the year. I sense from the last time that we spoke that you were not under pressure, but certainly not as ebullient as you have been in the past.
Yeah, so that's right. I mean, the South African business of traderscorner.co.za, it's going fine. It's ticking along nicely. But it's not growing. You know, the sentiment in the South African market is still pretty weak, and you know, the market's not, it's not an easy place to be. I think you talk to any broker in South Africa, and they'll tell you that. So, you know, hence why I'm happy to continue running that business as long as I can. But I do feel it's prudent to be branching off overseas and looking at opportunities on the overseas markets, where there's just so much more depth and so much more liquidity available than what there is in South Africa.
And are you still doing your charitable initiative?
No, that unfortunately I ended when I left South Africa. That was the TV show on, yes, Business Day TV, and that I'd been running actually almost exactly 10 years to the day when I did the final show on the 31st of July. That was the last show that I did in South Africa. And I haven't done any more of that. The TV show is now finished. But I am looking to take it up again in a digital format in the new year. And that's some exciting developments that I've got in the pipeline. And that'll be more focused again on the offshore markets and less so on South Africa.
Very good. But it was a huge success over the 10 years.
Yeah, it very was, very much was. You know, I mean, each year I started trading with 250,000 Rand in a trading account. And whatever money I made during the year, I then donated to charity. And every year for the 10 years, it was profitable. And I managed to donate almost 700,000 Rand to charity over that 10-year period.
Very good.
So, you know, so it was a very successful initiative, both for the charities and for Business Day TV that hosted the show, and obviously for my profile personally. So it was a good win-win-win all round.
Excellent. Now, what do you think about the markets? Because the markets to me have been, gosh, it's been an interesting year. At the end of every year, you say, well, it's been a tough year, it's been a challenging year. To me, this year has been incredibly interesting. And I think 2020 is going to be more challenging than any other year when it comes to the South African-based stocks, if you like, because we are under the cosh to the extreme that I've never seen before.
Yeah, that's right. Look, the South African market, I mean, it really has been a bit of a messy place over the last couple of years. And this year has been particularly tough for a number of the domestic stocks. You know, you look at some of the retailers that have really come under significant pressure this year. Some of the financials now in the last little while have actually also been coming under quite a lot of pressure. And in fact, you know, other than really your resources are the place to be. So your platinum shares are shooting the lights out. The gold shares have done okay this year. The diversified miners, Anglo American, is looking good. BHP less so, you know. But really, that's the area of the market that you need to be playing in. If you are in any of the domestic sectors, so the financials or retailers or any of the domestic industrials, really, it's been an awful year for you, and that's on the back of, you know, a couple of pretty weak years before that as well. And it, I suppose, talks to the situation that the economic environment in South Africa is in, that domestic-focused companies are having a very tough time there.
Yeah, they really are. And are you positioning yourself at all for the Christmas period in the very, very short term? Because I get the feeling that something's going to happen. It's a small matter of an election, which is going on at the moment. I mean, there'll be people walking along. When you go out today to fetch your kids, you'll see people walking to polling stations and queuing at polling stations. There's that. That could have an impact. And I think there's going to be some sort of volatility there. But looking further forward into 2020, how would you position yourself?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's interesting. Look, right now, from a trader's point of view and from a pure technical analysis point of view, which is, as you know, what I mainly focus on, if we think about the US markets for a minute, I mean, that still, generally speaking, is quite a bullish setup. So I think one's got to give the benefit of the doubt still to the upside in the US. But I know, having said that, there's a number of red flags that are going up all over the place for 2020. In terms of recessionary risks and the fact that, you know, the global big developed economies are not really moving forward much, notwithstanding the low interest rate environment that we find ourselves in, etc. Debt levels are extremely high. So I think there's a lot of red flags looking out to next year. But having said that, you know, as a short-term trader, the most important thing that I look at is the price action. And for now, the price action is actually still quite bullish. So I think one's got to still give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, particularly on those US markets, but obviously be cognizant of the red flags that are going up all over the place. I do still wonder whether we don't actually see some sort of a blow-off top happening on the US market into next year that finally, you know, puts an end to this bull market that is now more than 10 years old.
Yeah, it'll be 11 years old on March the 6th, I think it is, 2020. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, it was 2009. Can you believe it? It's been rumbling on. And well done to the US Federal Reserve and to successive US presidents. So we can still contact you, or rather follow you, via traderscorner.co.za. But we can look forward to traderscorner.co.uk, I think.
It'll be, yeah, the domain that I've actually registered is traderscorner.london. Which is an interesting one.
Yes.
But that was available, and I thought it was quite a catchy domain. So that's what I've registered. And that's where I will be basically picking up my business in the UK. And it's going to be focusing actually more on US stocks, funnily enough, because there's just so much depth there and so much liquidity on the S&P 500 and the various sectors and industry groups in that market. And then also the you know, vast array of exchange-traded funds that are available on that market as well. So all of those, that's where my focus is going to be in terms of the next evolution of my career and the next evolution of Traders Corner.
Well done. Garth, thanks so much for your time. Well done for your move. It was a brave move. And I'm glad to hear that you seem to be enjoying yourself, and it seems to be a good move for your sons and their grandsons and granddaughters and all that sort of thing. That's Garth McKenzie from traderscorner.co.za, soon to be traderscorner.london. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.